May God be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon, at about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go also into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." The Gospel of Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. God of miracles and of mercy, all creation sings your praise. Your grace is extravagant and unexpected. Lead us to acceptance of your blessings, that we may witness to your love, which embraces both those we call friend and those we call stranger. Amen. Please be seated. We were hungry. My family and I had just cycled a great distance. We were away from home, but we took the time and energy to get ready for dinner. We stood in line at a restaurant waiting to be seated. Finally, the time came and the hostess came to the folks that were just in front of us and sat them at their table. And so my family and I were beginning to be able to taste the food. We looked at a menu and we decided what we wanted to order. We were ready. But when a table opened up, the hostess came to the folks that were second in line and seated them instead. Well, sure that there was some reason for this to happen, we told ourselves to be patient, that it wouldn't be long now, that surely another table would open up. And when it did, the folks that were third in line were seated. And so we looked at each other. We began to feel a little bit annoyed, if I'm honest. We've been standing here the longest. It's our turn. It's not fair. It's not fair, is what the laborers who worked all day in the scorching heat said when they were paid a measly denarius in our gospel reading this morning. Having watched those who had just been hired an hour or two before receive the same amount, well, they imagined that they would be paid more. After all, the work was hard, the temperature under the sun unbearable. They had done their best. Why were they not compensated accordingly? The landowner who pays the laborers accuses them of being envious, reminding those that worked for the whole day that they had agreed to do so for the amount that they received. They shouldn't worry about what anyone else got. The traditional interpretation of this story is that the landowner is God. The workers are said to be the different generations of believers, beginning with Jewish people who have toiled the whole day long and coming finally to those Gentiles like us who are a little bit late to the party. The payment we all receive, according to this interpretation, is salvation. Though traditional interpreters acknowledge the unfairness of the system, we as Christians are the happy recipients of this advantage. The challenge with this way of understanding the parable, though, is that it reads the story as an allegory, assigning real-life people to each of the characters in the story. And we know that that's not generally how Jesus told the story. More than that, we should always be suspicious of an interpretation that has Christians receiving an advantage over Jewish people, something that Jesus would not have conceived of at the time of the telling. The purpose of parables, as we have seen before, is to disrupt our usual way of thinking. When we let them, Jesus' stories make us stop short and reconsider both how we are living our lives now and how we might be called to live them differently. Parables expose and uncover the many ways we have accepted a version of the kingdom of heaven that is nowhere close to that which Jesus came to establish. Parables hold up a vision of where we are, where we're headed, and they remind us of the work that needs to be done. And so Jesus uses story in our reading this morning to try to explain this hard concept of the reign of God to the disciples and to us, fastened as we are in this world of limitation. So with this in mind, how might our story illumine for us God's reign in our world? What if this story was not so much about economics as it was about justice? What if the laborers in the vineyard that day were not paid according to merit what they earned, but were paid instead according to their need? Because when you think about it, regardless of how long those laborers worked in the field, they still had to put food on the table. They still had families to shelter and clothe and care for. Our lives are so governed by the idea that you get out of something what you put into it. And we see it at work, at school, at home, even in our personal relationships. But the kingdom of heaven seems to operate in a very different upside down kind of way. Or maybe it's right side up. We don't earn divine blessings. We are given them by a generous God. Our response must be gratitude rather than expectation. Well, this is good news on one hand, and it can cut deeply on the other. The Thursday morning Bible study group here has begun to study the book of Revelation. The book opens with a description of a vision of the Son of Man with a sword coming out of his mouth. God's word can be a comfort and a solace for those who are afflicted, and it can cut like a knife and afflict those who are comfortable. So for those who feel left out, unworthy, or on the outside looking in, this parable tells them that God's blessing is not based on the work and reward system on which our world is. And this is fantastic news. And for those who have been around the church a long time, those who work hard for God, the parable is a reminder that our way into heaven cannot be earned. Woe to those of us who see things as us in this building versus them outside. Those who are cut off from brothers and sisters for whatever reason. Like the laborers, we have all begun in the same place. It can be easy to forget that we are all in need of God's mercy and grace. Can we learn to see things through God's eyes? Well, the landowner asks in our translation, "Are you envious because I am generous?" But a better translation of the original idea is your eye evil? Because in ancient times, it was thought that the eye emits rays that enable us to see, like a lamp. The early arrivers have judged the late arrivers as less worthy. The landowner has erased their understanding of the pecking order, and the complaint is, "You have made them equal to us." Suddenly, there is an us and a them rather than a we. Instead of feeling part of a community, instead of celebrating the landowner's grace, those early arrivers feel contempt. They see competition and they feel resentment. Their eye is unhealthy, their way of seeing things distorted. This morning, we are invited to see creation through the landowner's eyes. As a vineyard full of hard work, yes. And as a vineyard full of God's mercy and grace. Even the work is a gift. We are called to act accordingly as lamps shining a light on the blessings that we have received, despite the constant refrain we hear in the world of scarcity, of competition, of threat. Before Jesus heads off to Jerusalem, the disciples will once again try to secure their place in a hierarchy Jesus is knocking himself out, trying to explain doesn't exist. And we do it too. The concept of fairness is so important in our world. How many of us have compared ourselves with others? How many of us have judged others unworthy simply because they are different? At parish council last week, I shared a reflection from a colleague about the church. She said that we're all different in the church. We have all different personalities, different backgrounds, different skills and abilities, different understandings, different viewpoints. And that is an amazing recipe for the church as it was created to be. It's not a recipe of comfort. Because whenever you get a group of people together, there are disagreements. We get our feelings hurt. But in the church, we stick it out. We work it out, because that's what it means to be in deep relationship with one another. Using family as a metaphor, we are all children of God. There is a place at the table for all of us. And so God's kingdom turns our understanding of hierarchy upside down. This morning, God offers to transform whatever pride, whatever envy we feel when we measure ourselves against others into joy, so that we might see, really see, God's astounding generosity. We are invited to join in the making of this real and amazing kingdom. It is hard work, and we need one another's help to do so. But when we do begin to see the world through God, as God sees it, we understand that we are not competing. Instead, we are all equally unentitled and equally beloved. Hearing that others have been made equal to us will cause us to celebrate rather than to scorn. In this way, creation begins to heal itself. We become a community of we as we work alongside God to turn the world right side up, where the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Thanks be to God. Amen.